Have you ever seen an illustration of a parable of the lost coin? Maybe, but why don't we try to create our own image today? A woman having 10 silver coins. We have to fill in with our own imagination when we paint our picture, as we don't know her age or what she might look like. But 10 silver coins tells us that she is struggling financially. Every loss would affect her. So when she loses one of the coins, she lights her lamp and starts sweeping the floor with her broom. I can almost hear her. She searches until she finds it, and she is filled with joy. Can you see her holding up the lost coin? And she invites friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. I try to imagine a painting of that as well. If we try to see her in front of us, we might also see how there is something quite unique with this parable. There is a lack of what we might call sense of economical thinking. There is a bit of irrational searching. She seems to be putting her entire heart and mind to it. She lights her lamp, oil lamps as it was in that time. They were expensive to light. And when she finally finds the coin, she rejoices with friends and neighbors. We don't get to know in what way, but surely it must have costed her something to invite them over, if not money, then time. And I wonder if she could have earned a new silver coin in all that time searching and celebrating took. We can wonder if she, through a financial perspective, went with loss. Yes, there is something unreasonable about the story, a calculation that we might not really understand, but it ends in great joy. And what else do we not fully understand? Well, God, and the greatness in God's love. God is like the woman who is searching for her lost coin. And in that we get to sense how great God's love is. God's amazing grace is something that we can never fully understand or calculate or grasp. Watching her search, we are told something about life itself and God's part in it. Because I think we as humans are quite good at calculating. If I do this, that this will happen. If I take this path, I say no to that path. We can almost go as far as thinking what goes around comes around, until it becomes almost magical thinking. Or we can every now and then find us approaching life thinking it all depends on ourselves, our own actions, what will be and what will not. And it easily creates pressure that we have to be strong and focused. And it can be scary when we, for a reason or another, suddenly don't know what's the next step to take.